It's also so known as the lines.
When you're riding on them?
Yes, it could be when you guide them with a plow, wagon, or a riding or anything. You could usually hear a lot of people say lines instead of reins.
What about what your feet are in?
A horse trough.
Or, no, I mean your feet when you're riding. Oh,
I thought you meant what you fed the horse in. And boots, shoes. On the horse. Oh, beg your pardon. Stirrups.
Okay. And say if there was something that we had to do today, the two of us, you might say we'll have to do it. Or instead of saying we, you might say...
I'll do so and so.
Or talking about me and you together, you say.
Me and you?
You say me and you'll have to do it, or you and I'll have to do it, or...
Most likely it would be in time past, me and you.
Okay.
I know it's not proper. You and I is proper.
What if you're talking about some man and yourself? You say?
Him and myself. Or he and I.
And you say, he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He wants...
both of us.
And say if you knock at the door and someone asks who's there, and you know that they recognize your voice, you might just answer, it's
Jim, or it's me.
Okay. And if it's a man, you'd say, it's... if they say, was that John at the door, you say, yeah, that was...
That was...
Without calling his name, you say, that was...
That was him.
And if it's a woman, you'd say that was...
That was her.
And it was two people.
It was them.
And talking about how tall you are, you say, he's not as tall...
As I am.
Or I'm not as tall...
As he is.
And he can do that better than...
I can.
And if something belongs to me, then you'd say it's...
It's mine.
Or I might say, well, that's not mine, so it must be...
It must be yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, it's...
It's ours.
And to them...
Belongs to them.
So it's not theirs. Ours, huh?
It's not ours, it's theirs.
Okay. And if it belongs to him, it's...
It's his.
And to her?
It's hers.
Do you ever hear people say his'n?
His'n, yes.
That's pretty common around here?
Not as much as it used to be.
Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
It has been in the past, I've heard it quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. What if there was a big group of people over at your house and they're fixing to leave, you might say, well, I hope
they...
What, come back again?
Come back to see me, or...
Well, you're talking to them. You say, I hope...
Oh, I hope you have a good trip.
Mm-hmm. Would you say you if you were talking to a whole group of people?
Well, I think what you get that, you all come. Or you all have a good trip. That is very common.
Do you say that yourself?
I have, yes.
Would you ever say you all to just one person?
No. But what is common about you all is used in the right perspective, is proper.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all is the way a lot of people use it. Y'all, YALL, instead of you all.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all come.
Do you say y'all?
Well, I imagine I've been guilty of it.
What if you were, there's a big group of people and you're asking about all of their coats, you know, everybody's coats. You'd ask, well, where are your
coats?
Would you ever say y'all's coats or you all's coats?
Yes, it could be very well said.
Well, what do you think you'd say?
Where's y'all's coats?
Okay.